Hey, Josh, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Just obviously a natural question to have in the background with Greg from last year. What do you see from him? What are his strengths as a receiver?
Well, Greg's a young player, first of all, and you know, he's got plenty of room, I think, to grow and improve as a player. Last year, he had an opportunity to get in there and play a decent chunk of time in some, you know, some games against some really good teams, and you know, got his feet wet as a rookie. You know, made some good plays and had an opportunity to kind of learn. You know, under fire there because we ended up in a situation we lost a guy or two, and Greg got a chance to get in there and get his feet wet. So he catches the ball well. You know, works hard, and you know, he's a smart kid, and you know, we're gonna put him in there and kind of see how he can fit in with our group.
Where's his best spot to line up, do you think?
You know, Greg played a lot inside in college, but that doesn't mean that he can't that he can't play multiple positions. I think, you know, for the most part, we ask all of our skilled players to learn multiple roles, and I don't think that'll be any different for Greg.
Josh, Karen, just two quarterbacks entering the season with Tom, obviously, and Ryan. Talk about specifically Ryan and how far he's come since you've been here in New England and sort of where he's at as the regular season begins.
Well, Ryan, you know, he started the spring, I think, you know, which would have been his first spring since they didn't have the opportunity to do that last year. Started the spring with, you know, a certain understanding of the offense, and I think when he finished the spring, he, you know, going through all those reps and getting that many opportunities to go out and make mistakes and learn from some of the things that he was doing right and wrong, I think he left the spring with a, you know, a much better feeling of, you know, how to operate in the offense. And then he came into training camp and he's continued to work hard and try to get better at a lot of different things. You know, certainly he's another young player that has an opportunity, you know, for hopefully significant growth as a player over the course of time. And he works hard, he cares about football, and, you know, he's going to do everything that he can do every week to prepare himself to be ready to play if we need him.
Josh, defensively, for the Titans, when you start to get your hands around, you know, where they present issues, what are some things that stand out in terms of what they do well that will stress you out, you know, in Sunday's game?
Well, I think they're, you know, they're an aggressive team. I've had a chance to coach against Jerry Gray's defenses before, and he always does a great job of having his group prepared. they have a front that's pretty disruptive. They certainly have added, you know, Wembley, and you know, and the group that they have coming back from last year was a group that you know, made quite a few negative plays up front. So there's definitely some, you know, some things you gotta be concerned with up front. They do have some very interesting pressure packages that he's always, you know, planned for certain teams that we, you know, we're gonna have to be ready for. And they got good players. I mean, this is a group that has really good players at all levels of their defense, and can apply pressure with their front four. Their linebackers get involved in the blitz game. I think Colin McCarthy has really kind of stood out to me in some of the things that you see this guy do on film. He's a very disruptive pass defender for a Mike linebacker. And then their secondary is young but very talented, and Michael Griffin certainly made a lot of plays over the course of his career. McCourty, you know, so they got some really good players at all three levels of their defense. I know he's going to have them prepared, and we also know we're going to see some different things on opening day that, you know, you couldn't necessarily prepare for, as happens most years. So, great challenge for us and a tough place to play. Certainly a lot of excitement for, you know, opening day.
Josh, with the cuts that were made last week, some people say that the Patriots are thin at wide receiver. Obviously, you guys run your passing game and maybe comment on that? Do you kind of see it that way or disagree?
You know, we have plenty of players that can make a contribution on offense, and, you know, we throw the ball to hopefully every skilled player that plays in the game has an opportunity to make some plays for us, whether that be in the backfield, a tight end, or at the receiver's position. So, we've played with a lot of different variations, a lot of different, numbers of certain positions over the course of time, and the guys we got now feel good about and excited to use them on Sunday.
Josh, sort of a then and now type question. Now that you've been back for a good stretch of time, what is it, Tom? Is anything different? Now that you've been back, in terms of what you see from him, at this stage of his career versus when you left, to go to Denver.
I think Tom has gotten better every year, and I think that I wouldn't say it's dramatically different for Tom in terms of the way he prepares. I mean, he's such a good, he studies and prepares so well for each team, puts in so much hard work, and does a great job of demonstrating how to get ready for each game, and I see the same things from him, and it's great. It's a great example for our younger players to see how he goes about trying to prepare for this opening game, and but I see a guy that's determined, that's working extremely hard, that wants to play his best football, and he's trying to do everything that he can to make sure that happens this year.